It's Friday morning. It's 11 after 8 o'clock, and it's time for Raising the Standard here on WSJM. Your answer, we hope, at some point along the way to home maintenance questions you might have regarding the heating and the cooling and the plumbing and the electrical. Jeff and Jerry Street join us as per normal here to raise the standards in Southwest Michigan. Gentlemen, how are things at the street households and or wherever you're at this morning?
They are fantastic, as always.
As always. Good to hear. Good to hear. I did also hear that we, not we, you, need some help. So we're going to see if we can find some for you this morning. And by that, we mean people to hire. whether or not you guys just need help, you know, on your own, that's your own deal.
Yeah, that's a whole other long segment that we don't have time for.
Right, and certainly nothing is going to be solved here on this show, that's for sure. So,
glad you pointed that out.
From what you're telling me here, there are a couple of openings or so at Boss Services. Where do we start? Well, what do you need help with?
We need help with a lot of things. Let's start with a sales manager. We're looking for an experienced sales manager that has run a small or large sales team. They don't need to have HVAC and plumbing experience, but they need to have sales team management experience.
Mm-hmm. And is this someone what are their responsibilities? Are they out cold calling, or is this the guy that that takes the calls when they come in? What is his or her responsibilities?
Yeah, it's none of what you said.
Strike one.
So our sales team is growing. We've got three on staff now. We're gonna have a couple more coming soon, and it's a team leader for our sales team. So our comfort advisors are out in the homes, and this is a manager to manage them and keep them on track and keep them doing what they're supposed to be doing every day. Right. Yeah, it's their support. Yep.
Okay. Is this a new position, or is this a refilling one?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So technically, I'm in that role, and I'm not doing a very good job.
I see. So
replacing myself.
Right. The shareholders have spoken. Right.
I've been voted off the island.
It's time for some new leadership. All right. Well, hey. you guys, I know, in talking not only to the two of you on a regular basis, but talking with Brandon when he came out and had to deal with me when you put my new system in, you do consider yourselves a big family, and there's a family thread that runs through the company. Would that be a safe way to describe what goes on at Boss Services?
I think it's similar. Like, we don't say we're a family. We say we're a tribe, because a tribe is working together for a common goal, and family works for each other for free, and nobody works for free for us.
Yeah, plus families have to get together on holidays, and you guys don't want to do that. So as a tribe, I mean, do you have, like, war paint and that sort of stuff that you have to wear? What's going on at Boss Services?
Like, it could get to that, but we haven't done that yet.
All right. All right, so you're looking for a sales team leader, basically, in one of the positions there at Boss Services, and looking for somebody with some sales experience, and then you'll train them beyond that into the specifics as to what Boss Services is all about?
Yeah, looking for somebody with the experience of running a sales team, and the rest can be taught.
All right. So that's one. There's help needed elsewhere?
Oh, there always is. We need experienced plumbers and HVAC experts on the service and install side. So
What? Tell me about why is it different working for you guys? Because if you're looking for experienced people in either of those departments, that means they've more than likely worked for someone else. Why is it better to work for you guys?
Well, if you're listening to this and you're working for another company, we're a better company. Come on over, talk to us. That's a hell of a sales pitch.
You do need a new sales manager.
Yeah, I'm not in the sales department.
That was weak.
we have an amazing benefits package. And I will say that our benefits package has everything and then some that every other company has. But, you know, hourly pay and benefits and all that, like you can negotiate that just about anywhere you go. What we do differently is we focus on growth and getting somebody where they want to be. So when somebody comes in and says, hey, I've got 2 years experience as a HVAC service. You know, we say, okay, well, where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 10 years? Let's help you make sure you get there and really lay out the path on how they can get to that next level that they want to get to. We don't want anybody to feel like they're stuck and not going anywhere in life.
You know, yeah, and I would add, both personally and professionally, like the growth, the personal and professional growth is huge in our tribe. You know, where are you at today and where would you like to get to? That's hugely important to us.
You know, and I don't want to keep picking on Brandon, but he's the guy that I've had personal experience with. And I had a very interesting conversation with him when he was out of the house. And it was just about this and about him moving up from a service tech to, I don't know what his official title is.
Comfort advisor.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you would know that, I suspect. but he talked about that step up and how, honestly, he was uncomfortable with it. And I think it was mainly because he wasn't sure he could do it. But he said he got the support that he needed from you guys and the company, and it turned out to be a pretty good move for him.
Yeah, and now he's 100% comfortable, obviously, and he's thriving, you know. And he's thriving both personally and professionally, and that's the growth we're looking for in every one of our employees, and quite honestly, ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. If we're talking to somebody this morning that is working for another company and is looking for a better opportunity, what does that person need to bring with them to become a successful member of your tribe?
Well, I got to tell you, they need to bring a positive attitude, right? And some drive and a willingness to learn and an open mind and being a team player. And we are looking for some experience, so we'll talk about skill set. But honestly, that can be taught, too.
Yeah, there must be something going on there because you stole... I mean, you hired one of our our best people.
I don't know what you're referring to.
No, one of our truly good people in Jen Wagner, who was here for years, is now she's running your marketing department or your something over there.
Yeah, she's our marketing manager. Yeah,
yeah, and she is just she's a top-notch person. So knowing her down through the years. I know she wouldn't go to some also-ran organization, so we would use that at least on this front as some sort of a testimonial. By the way, she's still hired. She's still working there, right?
Yeah, you're doing great things.
You saw our video.
We were not going to mention that, but since you brought it up, I don't know what to make of your Facebook ad on Valentine's Day. I honestly don't know what to make of that. But
I know if you guys haven't seen that video, I'm not gonna. I don't know if I should recommend that you watch it or not. But it's a very weird, awkward video. But that video is a testament to the on the personal growth side. Brandon and I made that video, and we both talked about it, and probably 3 years ago, neither one of us, or even 2 years ago, neither one of us would have done that. It would have been too uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah. But, well, at this point, it's the weird and uncomfortable part has now been transferred to us, the viewer. And I'm wondering if you guys sat down in some sort of a marketing meeting and said, "What's the direction we want to go?" And somebody goes, "How about weird and awkward?"
It's like you were in the meeting.
And Jen goes, "I'm on it."
I'm on it, yeah.
My. All right, so I don't know what the heck we're talking about here. Oh, you need help was the theme of this morning's conversation, in the form of first a sales leader and secondly some both plumbing and HVAC tech help was the second call there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So somebody that's interested in being a part of the fun tribe there at Boss Services, how do they make that initial contact, gentlemen?
They could call our office, 269-468-6682, and we will set them up with a completely confidential interview. Or they can just email their resume to info@bosshvac.com, and we will call them back.
And how long is it down the line before you reveal what the initiation ceremony is like?
it's a lot like Fight Club. We can't talk about it.
All right, you guys. And again, quickly before, since we are still in the midst of this annoying cold snap, the number for emergency 24-hour service from Boss Services is?
269-468-6682. That'll get you somebody 24 hours a day.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Jeff and Jerry Street with Boss Services. We appreciate you checking in this morning, and hopefully we've helped you find somebody to further the cause of raising the standard in Southwest Michigan. Gentlemen, have a good weekend.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Yipper. It's 8:23 on WSJM. Raising the Standard with Boss Services, Fridays at 8:10. And when we're not conducting online talent searches, we'll be discussing tips and educational info that can help you with speaking problems and also with heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, and more here on WSJM.